Hey, Let's Coach Mike here, LetsCoachMike.com. Man, I am so humbled by your support of my site. You guys are awesome. This is special thanks to our buddies at Crossover. Great film product, and I recommend it highly. This is our fourth podcast with Coach Petromala, and there's all kinds of great stuff in the full podcast for the premium guys. Start with our dialogue of the Candy Bowl. You need to be with us since 2009 in that interview with Petro. This is actually our fourth to understand all that, but great drills off of face-off, changing the way he does his 6v6, a clearing drill with a little keep-away element, really cool stuff. Anyway, you know, towards the end of the podcast, we get into a dialogue about, you know, if you're doing shooting drills and running more and more skeleton work, we need meaningful stuff for our poles so they're not, like, metaphorically throwing, like, 30-yard passes for half hour, you know. And that's what generated this conversation, and Coach gave us a bunch of great ideas. You'll find them written up in the article section. Again, here's Coach Petro in his own words. Man, what a wonderful, wonderful friend of the site he is, and he's done so much for us. I think you're going to love these ideas. I can't wait to get them implemented. Again, special thanks to Crossover, but mostly special thanks to you. I never dreamed that this project would be what you've made it become. Again, without further ado, here's Coach Petromala.
How do I keep my motion continuous? You know, we run through like two looks or three looks, and then we start over, or there seems to be a break, or then they freelance, we can't get back into it. You know, those kind of questions. And again, you know, I think the answer they don't look at up front is it really depends on your personnel, right? I mean, you can't, you know, don't coach what you don't have and coach what you do have. You know, if you don't have attack guys that can carry, then, you know, you got to post them or screen them and get them where they are in a position to be successful. But anyway, the question is this. As coaches are spending more and more time on skeleton and reaping the benefits of skeleton, they're running out of drills for their defensive guys to run without repeating the exact same stuff every day. You know, where they used to run skeleton 12 or 14 minutes and it was easy to have the guys do hub and spoke or sliding drills or coming back or whatever it turns out to be, you know, redirects for the curl, redirects here. You know, ground ball drills, all the kind of things that you watch the college coaches do. I think the biggest questions we get are, you know, I need more drills for my poles, man. You know, because I used to run 12 or 15 minutes of skeleton. Now some days I might be running 20 or 25 minutes of skeleton.
No
doubt.
Do you have
a general comment on that thought?
Yeah, sure. I would say it's, you know, a general, you know, it's everybody gaining a general understanding that, you know, times have changed. The season is longer. I mean, this has a lot to do with, you know, the season. You know, for us, we're trying to keep our guys fresh. We're trying to, you know, to be our best, playing our best lacrosse at the end of the year. You know, you got some injuries. You're trying to, get your personnel through the week so they can strap it on and be ready to go on Saturday. You know, for guys in high school, you know, maybe they're limited in numbers. You know, so for us, you know, one of the things we're fortunate is we got a great scout crew. So when we're doing skeleton down the other end, you know, we are capable, of running, you know, a full 6-on-6, you know, set of drills, with the defense and the scout. But, you know, as your depth is challenged, like ours was last year, you know, then your scout group gets challenged because now those guys are moving up the depth chart. So what we do here is we start to do drills where we're incorporating the defensive guys, you know, into offensive, into offensive roles. So if we're doing, you know, a slide and recover drill, you know, the defenders are playing offense as well as defense. If we're doing a clearing drill, then the defenders are doing the riding as well. You know, one of the drills that we use with both our offensive and defensive personnel, it's a 3-on-2 drill, but it's a 3-on-2 drill with tennis balls. And we'll go out. It's a great way to start a practice. It's a great way to breed competition. It's as simple as a drill as there is out there. The only difference is you're not playing with a lacrosse ball. You're playing with a tennis ball, which, you know as well as I do, forces you to really have soft hands, to really concentrate on catching and throwing. You know, you can put your goalie in there, and you're not worried about your goalie getting shelled, you know, with shots that are on top of them. And we'll go out, we'll split the defense up, you know, blue and white, and we'll put one group on offense, one group on defense. We got a bucket of tennis balls. Coach pops the ball into play, and what we do is we move the goals back into the ladies' crease. So we have the crease and then the arc, and everybody has to stay within the arc. So now our offensive guys, our three defenders that are playing offense, have to handle a tennis ball in tight quarters with pressure. Our two defenders that come out from the goal line each time, you know, have to work on, you know, getting aligned, communicating, rotating, you know, using appropriate stick arrival when they're trying to get out to get some pressure on a guy's hands. And then your goalie, you know, yeah, he's seeing a lot of shots, but he's seeing them with tennis balls and not lacrosse balls. So here, you know, we're working on a bit of rotation. We're working on communication defensively. We're really doing a lot of working on stick work and handling some pressure and handling, you know, a ball that's, you know, a little bit lighter. So, again, we're doing a number of different things in a simple three-on-two drill. And you go one bucket with one group. You switch color, you know, switch offense and defense. You go another bucket. You know, if you're tied up, you go overtime. You know, it breeds some competition. It's a fun drill. But those are the kind of ideas that I think you're referring to and talking to. You're trying to put your defenders in a position where you're able to do the things you'd be doing with offensive players. So in the end, if you've got defenders on the perimeter and they're banging the ball around and then, you know, they're dummy dodging, you're sliding, they're moving it, those guys are getting stick work. And you can never get enough stick work in a practice.
Love it.
So just, you know, we're using those guys to simulate the offense at times. You know, there's nothing like having those offensive guys and having them, you know, attack you full speed. But we can work on the picking game with defenders. Real easy. You just put a group on in blue group, you know, group in white. You know, you set picks and you're working on flat picks. You know, you're working on back picks. You're working on swing picks. You're working on roll-off picks. You know, you're working, you know, you're working, if you, you got a 2-on-1 somewhere, you're working on snailing it, which for us is, means slow play it. There's lots of different ways to utilize those guys. I mean, in today's day and age, we can't get enough picking and screening. We could spend a whole practice on that. So for us to go down for a 10-minute segment while the offense is doing skeleton and work on the picking game with the defenders, I don't think it hurts us at all.
You're a pretty good coach, man.
Well, there's some that might think differently, but I certainly hope so.
No, that's we're gonna share that information. Like I said,
Hey, man, I hope you got that. Like I said, some great ideas there. This is Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. You guys, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. We have this written up in the article section if you want to see it in a little more detail with these three key concepts. Until next time, God bless everybody.